The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
There are moments throughout the day that my mind tends to wander. It could be anywhere. The other day it was at a stoplight. And that's not a bad thing. It only wandered for a second. I was looking up at the red stoplight wondering, when did stop become red? I've seen pictures of old stop signs from back in the days of the Model T and the Model A where it wasn't a red sign. It was almost a blackish or brownish kind of metal sign and had little light buttons around it. I don't know when it became red, when red became universal for stop. But more importantly, why is green associated with go? Why not blue? It's just one of those things we take for granted. Sitting there staring at a stoplight and realizing, red, yellow, green. When did that become stop, caution, go? I'm sure there's an easy explanation for it. But then again, if a yield sign is almost more close to a caution sign than it is a stop sign, should it be yellow instead of red and white? I told you my mind's wandering, and it does that from time to time. Sometimes in traffic, not often. Usually, just sitting here late at night, just pondering the ways of the world. I know, it's getting strange around here.